There are three two words. Two, T-O, as in to the park. Two, T-O-O, as in me too. Two, T-W-O, as in two hats. These are different words with different spellings and different meanings. They just happen to be pronounced the same. That makes them homophones. Teachers often teach them together using worksheets and other activities. Here are some other things to consider as well. Be sure to check out the deep dive link for more. Readers need to learn how to pronounce these words from their spellings, but that is not enough. Reading the word aloud produces a sound pattern that could be any of three words. So readers also need to know the spelling and meaning of each of these three words and how each of the words is used in sentences. First, let's think about reading these words aloud. To, T-O, and do are friends. You want to keep them away from go, so, and no, N-O, which are false friends. So treat to and do as one group, go, so, and no as a separate group. To, T-O-O, has a lot of friends, such as boo, zoo, goo, and moo. This is a consistent spelling pattern that can be taught because all of the consonant O-O words rhyme. There aren't any false friends here. To, T-W-O, is an oddball. It doesn't have either friends or false friends. It's kind of a loner. One way to teach it is using the number 2. So your student can recognize the number 2 and knows that it's pronounced 2. So the numeral itself, the written numeral, is a very strong context for learning the spelling 2, T-W-O, and its pronunciation. You could teach 2 along with other number words. So the numeral 1 is pronounced 1 and spelled O-N-E. The numeral 2 is pronounced 2 and spelled T-W-O, and so on for other numbers. So you want to build on what they already know about the numbers, the written numbers, and how they're pronounced, and to link that to the spellings. Most teachers use worksheets that give children practice filling in these words in sentence contexts, picking the right word for the right context. This requires knowing the spelling, sound, and meaning of each two word. Having children write the correctly spelled words in context is a good thing to do, especially if you couple it with practice in reading the words aloud. Homophones like the two words are a good reminder that the goal is for students to understand the connections between the spelling, sound, and meaning of every word. They have to be bound together like a package tied up with string. You need all three of them to be able to read and write words correctly and with understanding.